K4NUE.
Lee, K4OIM. You getting any rain, Chad?
Pop wall. Not a drop. It's looks like a little cloudy out there. I guess afternoon thunder shower or anything, but I haven't got anything.
We're just close together, and it is pouring rain up here. There ain't no thunder and lightning, just heavy rain.
Not a drop. Not a single drop. But, excuse me, Walt. Is there any, can you give me a signal report as far as mic gain goes? Is mic gain too high or low, or anything annoying or distracting?
Mic noise, anything. It sounds perfect, Chad.
Come on, jump up on single sideband for a little bit and try to help out with a little bit of traffic, but I don't think there's anything else I can do for tonight. I feel like I'm prepared for it. I got everything laid out, my notes laid out, my columns laid out, and I'm going to turn both the radios on in case I have some kind of failure or something so I can jump right to the next one. But I don't think there's anything else I can do, but just go ahead and do it and get it over with.
Me, do it and get it over with. But after you do it a time or two, you look forward to it, Chad. Yeah, I can't wait till Tuesday night for my turn to call. And then I know Tuesday night after I call, Gary comes up Wednesday night. Now, I like to check in with all the net controllers, but Gary and Daniel's probably my two favorite ones right now, since Miss Wendy's been alternating around. Robert over there in Easley, well, I like them all, but Chad, I'm glad you stick around after the net for that round table and ask questions, because you don't know how many new hams are sitting back there just waiting on somebody to step up and ask the question that they're afraid to get on the air and ask. And by the way, you're going to be putting up that other antenna. You get ready. You're going to need an antenna switch. And I got several of them over here that's got, you switch it up to the center and it automatic grounds it. So when you get ready for antenna switch, be sure to look me up. You can have one, Chad. I've got three or four of them around here.
Appreciate that, Walt. And as far as the beginning of the conversation goes, we'll just go ahead and get it over with. I remember years ago, I had an Army nurse was going to give me a bunch of shots getting ready for the deployment. One of them was the smallpox. We had to get the smallpox. It wasn't a shot. It was a little gang of needles, and they dipped it in the smallpox serum, and then they just pricked your skin with it. So she's standing there with these little gang of needles, about four needles, and she says, "Now, Sergeant Hightower, I'm going to take these needles and I'm going to stick it in this serum, and then I'm going to prick your arm with it, and you're going to feel this, and you're going to feel that." And I finally just told her, "Look, just shut up and just do it. Just get it over with so I can get on to the next station." So that's, I don't want to sound unprofessional, but there's a little bit of anxiety that comes with this, and I'm cool with it. It's just, I just ready to get started. So anyway, and I'll let you know about the antenna switch, Walt. I appreciate it, though. How's the truck?
It's running fine. I've got to get that air filter, and I've got to get that temperature sensor to go in it, because after it runs hot, the temperature, the gauge in the truck is all the way down. But today, while I was waiting in line at school to pick my grandson up, it moved up about halfway to normal. But that thing ain't worked since I got the truck. But I've got to replace it. I don't want to blow that motor up, Chad. But other than that, it's running fine.
Deal. Well, yesterday after I left your house, it wasn't long, and I heard you on the air, and he had some, I could tell there was some ignition noise in your signal, and I said, that rascal, it ain't been 20 minutes, and he's out on the road already.
I was kind of scared to do it, and I needed to run up to the Dollar General to get a doggone 30-pound bag of cat food, and Tom come on there. I don't know why all of a sudden it's got an ignition noise. It didn't do that before that freeze plug rusted through. I'll get out there and check it out. I don't know where it could be coming from, Chad.
It was pretty bad. So I'm not really sure what was going on with that. But anyway, well, let me get on, Walt. I just heard a piece of thunder out there. So let me go out there and see what's going on and see if I need to disconnect or anything. But it's KL4NUE, and I'll be clear. I'll see you on the net tonight, Walt.
I must have heard that same piece of thunder that I just heard here. I'll see you on the net, 7-3, Chad. KO4NUE, K4OIM. I'll be clear.
MKI4DOS.
OS, K4OIM. Good evening, Jerry.
Hey, Walt. Well, the thunderstorm is over the house. It's pouring down rain. We've already had over an inch of rain here in the last 30 minutes. And it's thundering and lightning and all that good stuff. But we're still safe and dry and all of that here in the house. I'm not going to worry about it too much.
Downpour here for about 30 minutes. And just as Chad was fixing to clear, there was a burst of thunder went over. But other than that, well, now it's like the sky's lightening up out there. But maybe what's over your house is coming this way behind that. Ooh, and there goes another burst of thunder. So there's something coming close, Gary.
Thunderstorms, according to the Weather Channel, are moving, are coming in out of the east. It was over downtown Greenville. Now it's over easily. I don't know what's behind it, but it'll be all right one way or the other. I used to say we needed the rain, and I guess we still do, but my garden looks like a mud hole out there right now.
Two tomato plants and five squash plants, and they ain't doing nothing but blooming. No tomatoes whatsoever. All they doing is just blooming. What could be the problem? You got any idea?
I was cutting on my supper. I'm sitting here eating supper while I'm talking to you. Don't really have any idea there, Walt, on them blooming and not bearing any fruit unless there's something up there eating the blossoms after they, once they bloom, instead of letting the fruit bear come out from the blossoms. I don't know. I picked green beans yesterday. Joy finally got them finished up today. And I guess she'll run the canner in a little while or in the morning, one of the two. I think she's probably wore out. She'll probably run it in the morning. But we still got tomatoes all over the vines out there. Still got a few green ones. But the ones that are orange, they're not quite ripe yet. But the worms and the birds are getting into them. Maybe the birds and the things will leave them alone now that it's got a little water on them.
KI4DOS, K4OIM. Yeah, I went and got a bag of 7 dust and powdered them down good, but I hadn't seen any worms or any bugs on them.
just don't know what it, I don't know if possums would eat them or not. Because we got a bunch of possums around here. But I don't know if they'd eat the blooms, but the squash plants, man, they loaded with blooms. And they've been blooming now for, oh no, 6 or 8 weeks. But they ain't produced nothing. I guess I'm going to have to go to the farmer's market and get me some squash and tomatoes. I ain't had a homegrown tomato all summer. And I got a big pack of bologna in there. I love to fry some bologna and a big old slice of homegrown tomato and some Duke's mayonnaise on it, Gary.
Several of those since the garden started coming in, Walt. Matter of fact, we ate a bologna sandwich here on just a couple of weeks ago. I don't know what night it was, but it, that old fried bologna sandwich, you can't beat that round steak.
It's down here in Spartanburg. Out there on Highway 56, going toward Cedar Springs. Going toward Deaf and Blind School. It was Jack's Bar and Grill. I'd go in there at lunchtime, Gary, and they had a piece of bologna, a half inch thick, fried, and on the biggest hamburger bun you ever seen, with chili and onions and a big old slice of tomato. And the thing wasn't about $1.75. And for $3, you can get that big old bologna sandwich and a big glass of tea with all the refills you wanted for $3. But I think they out of business now. But, and they had, I've never ate a bologna sandwich with chili and onions on it. And that bologna was thicker than any hamburger patty I ever ate. K4OIM.
No doubt that a bit, Walt. I tell you what, there's a lot of little restaurants like that that have gone out of business and used to get real good food, but they ain't there no more, unfortunately. That's the way it goes, I guess. Can't complain about nothing else. But I just wanted to jump in and let you know that it was thunderstorming over here. Seems to have passed on now. We had some wind gust up to about 20 miles an hour, and I didn't see any hail, but don't mean we didn't get any. They said we might get some pea size, but I didn't see any, but we did get a good bit of rain. But anyway, I'm going to turn on the other rig over here and get ready for the sideband net. Good hearing you on here. I hope you and Chad had a good conversation. I'm going to be standing by on the net tonight. Of course, I'll do the swap net portion while he does the rest of it. But hope to hear you on the net in just a little while. You take care there, my friend. 73, K4OIM, KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, K4OIM. Yeah, go ahead and enjoy your supper and tell Miss Joy I said hello. But can't you just imagine what Chad's going through right now, waiting on 9 o'clock? He tickled me. He said, all I do now is just wait and get it over with. I remember just like you do that first night. I don't think any NCS operator will ever forget that first night. That's like making that first CW contact when I was a novice. You never forget it, David. So I'll say 73, you and Miss Joy enjoy your supper, and I'll see you on the net. 73, Garrett, K4OIM. I'm clear.